Scheiße wieder. Ganz Deutschland nur das eine tut. Es sucht die Müllermilch die Mut. Finde eine der 5 Munden Müllermilchflaschen und kassiere je 50.000 Euro.
This is the Sports Kings. The Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Brought to you by The Dogwood in Midtown Houston. Midtown Houston. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Mean Gene the Sports Machine, David Ramone, and the Sports Queen, Dolores Lozano.
You know what time it is, right, David? Do you know what time it is?
Well, it's about your favorite time. That's what it is.
It's the NFL preseason, and I know a lot of people are probably saying, why the hell is he so excited about NFL preseason? Folks, I have been waiting on this moment since February of 2018. I mean, it's just football, okay? It is something to watch, you know, now. I mean, preseason, and we'll talk about why I love the preseason a little bit later on in the show, but welcome to the show. Welcome to the Sports King Show.
And also, we are down one person today, Dolores Lozano. She's busy, man. She always, you know, she be working. So
Getting us some stories. She's getting us some great stories and things that we are going to be talking about. D-Lo is always working hard, D-Lo. So I know David said some unnice things about you in the elevator coming up.
But. Well, you know, like, we talk about all the time. I just been knowing her for too long, so I naturally give her a hard time regardless of what we're doing.
Even when she's not here. Even when she's here.
Even when she's doing an amazing job, I got to at least tell her that she's doing terrible and to pick it up, you know? Is this how we are? That's how we work. Well, so exactly when I'm spitting hot fire on the mic, she wants to tell me that, you know, I'm not doing that, and deep down inside, I know.
You guys have a strange relationship, you know? But anyway, D-Lo, we're going to miss you tonight, our sports queen. Our producer, Jose Partida, who's over there doing it. Hey, when the intro, I heard like a little mixing. You got some turntables over there we don't know nothing about?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
I got a turntable.
DJ Jose and a one and twos.
Because, you know,
Dave was rating me too low for too long. I had to bring up some extra pizzazz into
that.
That
sounds like some live
seven work
some
right
live
there,
mixing. You know what? And that's good because sometime during the next couple of months, we're going to do a rap that rap contest that we've been talking about. Yeah, you know, what's the show on TV? The
one where they do the. Gene wants to do a freestyle contest.
Yeah, I want to do a freestyle contest.
Like on Wildin' Out?
Yeah, one of those.
I don't want to make
just, one of those.
We need you to find some instrumental stuff, and we're going to bring the hits.
I don't want to make David cry.
Oh, I know.
Oh, you're going to get at me like that? Wow, the beef starts.
Hey, it's the Sports King Show for the next 2 hours. You got to put up with all of us. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio, brought to you by The Dogwood in Midtown Houston. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Mean Gene, David Ramone, and the sports queen, Dolores Lozano.
All right, we got a three-headed monster tonight, folks. The sports queen, Dolores Lozano, is not here, but our producer, Jose Partida, Mean Gene and David Ramone, we are here for the next 2 hours to get you caught up on everything that's happening in the world. It seems like it's going to be a football show tonight.
It seems that way.
It's kind of leaning that way.
Y'all don't want to talk Astros or the Players Week jerseys came out in the MLB? Y'all don't want to talk about that?
Well, I'll give you the heads up.
Yeah, he brought those things up. They sound exciting.
Well, you know, the thing I like about it is that the nameplates that are in the back, I saw a couple cool ones, the best nicknames and stuff like that. And I saw one person is actually using emojis for a name.
Okay. All right, Jose, you know what? We're going to circle back on that because right now there is 9 NFL preseason games in action. And I know, folks, okay, I mean, it's like it's preseason. So what is it that Mean Gene finds so exciting about preseason football? Well, I'll tell you what, it's new coaches. It's new players on different teams. It's the draft picks that were selected back in April, and what are they doing now? And who's going to be your first string or your second string? All of this stuff is important because you can't be asking questions later on in the year when you – see people out there on the field and you don't know who they are. I mean, all of this stuff is important. But anyway, run down some scores and then we're going to get into our favorite tweets. Right now, Buffalo is over Carolina 10-7. You got the Bears losing to the Bengals 17-14. Jacksonville beating the Saints 13-10. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 16-3 over Miami. Remember, folks, Tampa Bay will be without their quarterback Jameis Winston for the first four games of the 2018 season. The Cleveland Browns, and everyone wants to watch the Cleveland Browns, especially a team that didn't win any games last year. All eyes are on them. Just hell, even a first preseason game win counts, don't it? Haven't won nothing. When you haven't won, you lost the last 16 games.
It gives you something to hope for.
You're 0-16. If you win a preseason game, things should fall from the – oh, they're playing in New York, so nothing's going to fall in the sky, the confetti and stuff. No, but they're up 13-3, and I think Baker Mayfield is in the game. Pittsburgh Steelers 15-8 over the Philadelphia Eagles, the current Super Bowl champions. Now, this is like a little in-state rivalry there, Battle of Pennsylvania. I think there's some, like, award or something for whoever wins that game. The Baltimore Ravens are beating the L.A. Rams 14-0. Washington Redskins 7-0 over the Patriots. Tennessee Titans 7-0 over Green Bay. Later tonight, Houston Texans and KC will kick off, along with the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers. And the return of one Andrew Luck will face off against the Seattle Seahawks, the Indianapolis Colts, and the Seahawks. So that is your rundown for NFL preseason action this Thursday, August 9th. And this is only the beginning of some tons of NFL preseason games over the next month.
So this is a good time for you.
It's a hell of a time for me. What do you mean it's a hell of a time? This is it. So, I mean, all of those folks who tried to catch Mean Gene, you know, if you didn't catch me in the spring and summer, that's it. You would not be able to catch me until after the Super Bowl. I'm just going to tell you right now, I am not available. But I'll tell you what we do have available is our favorite tweets of the week, and we got some pretty interesting ones tonight.
Oh, yeah. So you want me to start it off? Or you
start it off.
Okay, so I think the biggest thing for me was, you know, of course, like, everyone's still riding the wave with LeBron still going to L.A., and honestly, it takes a little time for it to register because whenever you think LeBron, it doesn't just hit you that he's a Laker. But yesterday, of course, he was taking photos for, I believe, you know, for the media guide and everything like that. And it's finally coming together for me and to see LeBron in a Laker uniform. And it also the Laker uniform itself, too, because it has, you know, some of the old font. It has some of the old school flair and flash to me a little bit. Yeah, the whole Wish logo on the corner kind of, you know, messes it up for me just a little bit. But I'm just starting to really feel the look now. He even busted out some Kobe's that he was wearing yesterday, which was amazing. It was just not just an homage to Kobe, but just for him to rock them and for it to be that colorway to me. It was just completion of LeBron being evolutionized into the Laker and now being a Laker. And, of course, you know, all the heat's coming from that. And also today, another LeBron story. LeBron decided to tape his sleeves, his shooting sleeves, and for some reason, that is a good look for me. I'm so pro taping the shirts, taping the shirts for the sleeves. I'm all for it, and I'll let you see it whenever I find it back on it.
It sounds interesting. Sounds very interesting. Jose, you got a tweet this week? You got anything out there? I know you're all over social media.
Dave actually took mine.
I took yours. I knew
mine,
it. I
mine
knew
was
it.
A swole LeBron today in practice with his sleeves taped up.
Oh yeah,
that's who invented that? Because I saw James Harden did it during the Drew, but I think it's because his jersey was ripped. Correct, I believe his jersey was something messed up with it, and all of a sudden I'm starting to see it a lot now, and I'm all for it. I'm gonna start taping my sleeves too. I think it'll show the little definition I have in my shoulders just at the right time.
That's trending. It's trending. Anything LeBron does is trending, and especially those,
including those Kobe's,
wonderful things he's doing with that school. I don't know if you had a chance to see the interview with was it Don Lemon CNN and LeBron James and the
dumbest
school.
Guy on TV.
Yeah, the dumbest guy on TV, according to our president. But great stuff.
I do have another one if you'd like it.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it's something that we quickly talked about in the beginning of the segment with the Players Week uniforms of the MLB. The Diamondbacks pitcher, Brad Boxberger, on the back of his jersey, it's two emojis. One of them is a box and the other one is a burger. So if for those that don't know, for the Players Week, they come up with creative nicknames to put on the back of their jerseys. And what's more creative than two emojis?
I like how the MLB is definitely going into the minor league gimmick of, you know, messing with the jerseys a bit, doing a little touch-up.
Making it exciting, fun. Yeah, absolutely.
I still think there's more ways to kind of bring that out other than just, you know, 1 week of this. I think they can still do a little bit more. But I also kind of see how the MLB is also still trying to find that good medium where they're still trying to, you know, still make it exciting for a lot of other people to still enjoy it, even if it's not, you know, kind of gauged to some people. Because I'm pretty sure if you're to see that gene and it just caught your eye and you're just like, oh, okay, whatever. And it might kind of just go over your head. Because honestly, sometimes with me too, I feel like I got the old man habit of kind of not liking things when things change. And I feel that with ever with baseball, I can kind of catch myself doing it.
Am I rubbing off on you? That's what
I think. So
you've been hanging out with me for almost 2 years now.
He is getting older.
Is that what it is?
Yes, I stay home every
night.
Like
a 54-year-old.
I gotta be in bed by 8:30, or at least in the house by 8:30.
No, not 8:30.
Just a crown with two rocks. You know, that's
yeah, that's a good one. That's a
no mixers
one.
Anymore.
No,
no.
Wow,
no, he's getting good.
Oh, he is getting old.
Yeah, because when he comes over, that's the only thing he can drink. Is
he did hang out?
It's the only thing I'm allowed to drink.
We did hang out a couple weekends ago, and he complained about the noise in the restaurant.
Now that's old.
That's
buddy.
Me.
I tell you what, guys, what's trending down. For me is an amazing, amazing story. Shaquille O'Neal has created the largest backpack ever. I mean, this thing is so big you can put your whole family in it, right?
Of course.
I mean, this is and he's on this picture here, and you can go if you. Follow Shaq. I'm sure you can see this thing. There's a video of it, too, of Shaquille O'Neal, the largest backpack ever. I mean, this thing is humongous. The one I'm looking at has the purple Lakers 34, his signature number with the Lakers. But they said this thing is definitely big enough to fit his size 22 shoes.
It's a
pretty big backpack, and I think it costs $100. And now, if you're a kid going to school with a backpack that big, you are certainly going to probably be looked at. I wouldn't.
For the kids out there, though, I think it kind of is
like
homage.
A luggage. It's like a luggage, really.
Because it's very Bape-esque. If you know what the Bape brand is, you know, they have the backpacks with the teeth, with shark teeth on there. Mm-hmm. You can kind of see that just a little bit. But this is Shaq's size, though.
It's
at least 4 feet long.
So he's teamed up with Sprayground to make the world's largest backpack. It's 26.
You can use it as a sleeping bag.
I think you have problems. I mean, this is almost like this is not a backpack that you can carry on an airplane. You probably have to check this backpack in.
Oh, that's not carry on at
all.
Yeah,
it's definitely not. But anyway. So they call the Shaq packs. I mean, what else would you call them, right?
What else does he not do, though? And that's why you can never hate on Shaq just because he's in everything.
And Shaq's in it.
If it makes money and if it
probably
does,
learned a little bit
good.
from Michael, from Magic Johnson, I'm sorry, being a business, you know, person. I mean,
it's not every day that people are just totally willing to sell their shoes at, you know, for $15.
But you can get... I mean, Jose, you can fit into that Shaq pack bag.
This is your sleeping bag.
I mean, this is not,
Jose
not your normal backpack.
It never occurred to me until now to imagine Shaq in a regular backpack and how tiny that must be. It must be like one of those small little purses that girls carry everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's what we never had that problem before. And now, and Jose, you actually brought it to our attention that Shaq has never had a normal size backpack for himself.
Yeah. And now that he's, damn near 50, I don't know what he needs with a backpack now, but I guess someone is going to – it's a suitcase is what it is.
He was probably like one of those cool kids that only had the backpack on one shoulder, but by force, he had to do that.
Wow, so he was cool by force. He had no choice.
I don't think y'all should be talking about me and my backpack. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Give me your lunch, kid.
Both
don't like my Shaq.
I give it a 6.
Okay, all right, okay.
You're on the Jose level right now.
How about Chicago Bears?
What about
One of those teams? I believe one of their players had a 47-yard interception for a touchdown. I believe anytime you see great stuff like that happening already in the preseason, it's got to be hope for
you. Well, already Lamar Jackson's already breaking ankles and already walked in for a touchdown. So, we kind of have the highlights already coming in already. So I think there'll be a lot more. But just the little things is already getting us excited because I saw Baker kind of break out of a sack for completion. So just like I said, Gene, like even though these are things that we'll see every day, well, whenever Sunday comes, and we're starting to get back in that motion a little bit. It's starting to bring up a little bit of joy of football, right? Like it's starting to kind of get back in that motion, and we're starting to realize, wow, it's coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, when we come back, we are going to get into a little bit more football. And did I even mention it's all football? I mean, just some other things we'll be talking about, but mostly NC2A and NFL football. So you are listening to the Sports Kings. Our queen is not here tonight on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio, brought to you by the Dogwood in Midtown Houston. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Mean Gene, David Ramone, and the sports queen, Dolores Lozano.
Oh, man. Our sports queen is not here tonight with us to keep law and order. D-Lo. She's out working, getting us ready for some NFL stories. So you stuck with Dave and I and our producer, Jose Portita. Hey, you know what? Last week, I know we sort of talked about this Urban Meyer stuff and still no word. It looks like the Ohio State is going to spend a couple of weeks, do their due diligence, investigate like they should before, you know, issuing a statement on the future of Urban Meyer. But let's kind of, since we only, you know, a couple of weeks away from college football, and I mean, and let's just kind of look at the top 25 as it stands. And this is why this, you know, whatever's going to happen to Urban Meyer is a big story. We're looking at the coaches poll here, and I'm looking at the CBS coaches poll. All right, so it might be different depending on what poll you.
I think all the coaches poll are the same.
Yeah,
all the coaches come from the same place.
Well, Alabama is number one right now.
Yeah,
followed by Clemson, and followed by Georgia, and followed by Ohio State. And rounding out the top five is Wisconsin. All of these teams had great records last year. Wisconsin 13-1, right? And am I right? And we had Ohio State 12-2.
Wow, that is different from mine.
And yeah, I told you it was quite different. It depends on what poll you're looking at. And it's CBS, so that's who is responsible for what I'm looking at. Alabama 13-1, Clemson 12-2. I mean, all of these great teams here, great teams. And we're going to look at the whole top 25, but we're going to start with the five here because it's very important that and a lot of people have Ohio State certainly, predicted to get to the national or the Final Four, as they call it in college football.
It's going to be I wouldn't say a long way for Ohio State, but I think whenever you got to deal with, the distractions that everything is coming with. And I know the players, they have the right mindset. They got a pretty good, stacked lineup. Of course, if you look at their defense, Nick Bosa's out there, and they're going to be able to really be able to perform because, Big Ten football, you really think about their ground and pound and all the big guys that they're going to have on the defensive side and big old line. But There's some with the top five because, of course, the poll that I'm looking at is with Oklahoma and Georgia with 4 and 5. And to me, there's not too much parity right there. But also the thing that's really getting me interested about college football is that where is going to be the Big 12 this year? Because they're kind of in this space where they get kind of left off every year. And that's really because, ever since Texas A&M left, you kind of, down a man. Missouri wasn't a big time college football, program for the Big 12. But at the same time, Texas has fell off. Of course, Baylor went through their, years of, up there and been on top. And, of course, their demise. And you still got, teams like Texas Christian University, TCU, who steady like to stay around the top 10 and doing the preseason polls. And I think they have them at 16 on ESPN, which is a good spot for them. But at the same time, you got West Virginia also with one of the best quarterbacks in Will Grier. But like I said, the only thing that really worries me about the Big 12 is that where they stand compared to everybody else. Because, of course, the SEC, the Big 10, even the ACC at some point, with Clemson and Miami, they're starting to show that there is a pretty much a stronger conference than the Big 12, and I think they already been solidified that. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to a team like Oklahoma, where they're pretty much just going around just being a snot out of everybody because they're kind of just outbigging everybody, they have the biggest chance of just sliding down just because of that. If I was to look at their schedule, though, and I'll pull that up real quick. They start off the year against FAU, then against UCLA, which is their big non-conference game. But even after that, oh, and they also play Army, too, as well, after they play Iowa State.
Don't count out Army, man.
Exactly, and that's an easy losable game for anybody, to be quite honest. But it just really worries me about the Big 12 because it's going to leave Oklahoma in a spot. If let's say they lose, and Kyler Murray can't really do it, him and Rodney Anderson – pretty good 1-2 punch on offense, but still on the defensive side, it leaves you for a lot of questions because everyone pretty much, for the most part, runs that spread over there in the Big 12. So big numbers, big points, a lot of yards. Like, you kind of watch those games over there just, you know, to see some fun and some action on the offensive side, but it leaves you to wonder and guess that those, you know, strength of schedules and stuff like that, it kind of hurts them at the end. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, the Big 12, that's the only thing that kind of scares me about them just a little bit. But I'm at least, you know, looking forward to seeing Tom Herman's Texas team looking better this year. I think, you know, them hyping, they're doing the stuff, the little stuff that they're doing, for example, on social media. If you follow Texas football on social media, I mean, they're always, you know, in the weight room working. And, of course, that's every social media for any football team. But at the same time, you know, being able to be, to engage with them just a little bit more. The recruiting classes are getting a little higher every year. Mm-hmm. It's starting to see a little bit of what used to be Texas football when you had Mac Brown and all those other guys coming in and out that program. So now we're starting to see a lot of guys kind of stand out over there.
Well, some of the polls are given, you know, like the one I just mentioned had Wisconsin and, you know, in that particular top five. And Sporting News has the Oklahoma Sooners in that in their top five. And of course, you know, losing Baker Mayfield, and they're going to end up playing Kyler Murray. But here's the thing, and all of these teams are going to get – I like the schedules now that these guys are playing some tougher games. So Oklahoma's going to play Florida Atlantic, which should be a pretty interesting game, and UCLA. So you're going to see some early tests here. And I'm surprised that some of these teams would take that risk early to take on, some big names.
It's not at all times that you just have those open weeks just like that. So I know in the SEC it's kind of hard for you to kind of schedule those games later in the week or later in your season. But, for example, when you look at LSU and Miami in the first week, you know, playing on a Sunday, that's going to be pretty big time because LSU is not really ranked so high at 24, but a Miami team – that's ranked 8. And if you look at ESPN's top 50 players, you know, in the whole nation, Miami's kind of snubbed a little bit. And it kind of makes you wonder that, you know, if they're going to be able to pull out that 8 because Miami went on a hot streak last year. But then just to end the season on a couple bad notes and just kind of start sliding down and going down from there.
I mean, that game against LSU is going to be huge.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
oh
it's really
going
to be
goodness.
For both programs because really both those offenses are still trying to find mm-hmm. their rhythms. Mm-hmm. Of course, Rozier is really good. I mean, he kind of faced the pressure last year. But like I said, that sliding slope to end the season was really bad. So they're trying to look for a bounce back. LSU always has that one problem of just not being able to have a quarterback.
You got Joe Burrow.
It's not solidified whatsoever.
Even anytime you get a transfer from a big school.
And it's not automatic.
I know,
it's
got to be exciting, though, for Ed Orgeron to have, you know, I mean.
But really what it honestly does, too, is make your other recruits and the other guys that you already have in your program kick it up a notch because you don't want
absolutely.
Some guy coming from the outside
right.
in
and
taking
that
the spot.
Makes it better. So that's why it's kind of a win-win for Ed Orgeron.
But
by the way, I like his voice. That guy's pretty good.
Yeah,
he just got that mafia voice.
Not mafia.
It's not mafia.
Southern just, Creole. And we made fun of.
Pretty good. Pretty cool.
I mean, we make fun of his brain fart. Calais Campbell. You remember we were calling him Swamp Monster, and you can honestly say the same thing about Coach O. But he fits the South. He fits Louisiana. That's his home. So, I mean, he sounds just like his program, and that's what you want. Big-time motivator. But at the same time, I'm really going to be loving to see those defenses on the field whenever Cowboys
play. Well,
I'm actually going to be there, Gene, and I'm not there to work. I'm there to enjoy myself.
I know about it. But you know what? When we come back, we're going to look at some more of the top 25 in the NC2A preseason polls. It's going to be some great matches. But I do have a point I want to make about LSU after the break. So, folks, you are listening to the Sports Kings without our queen tonight. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio, brought to you by the Dogwood in Midtown Houston. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Mean Gene, David Ramone, and the sports queen, Dolores Lozano.
Yes, is that the song?
This is why Jose is that gets a 6 out of 10.
Jose's over there doing the, what you call it, dance? Is it?
And that's the thing, too. He's going to play a song and not even do the dance.
You got to do the dance. We're going to play the song, Jose. What the hell?
Yeah.
All right. So, Sports Kings without the sports queen tonight. She's out doing her thing and, you know, getting us ready for the 2018 NFL football season. So, you know what I've been doing on Facebook is putting some things out there. Just some
what kind
things.
What kind of things out
some
there?
Some things that would kind of just... I'm shutting down what happened in 2017, and kind of preparing fans of their teams to look forward to. Like, here's a little something. Did you know that the San Diego Chargers had 6 Pro Bowlers, and that was the most for a team that did not make the playoffs? Mm. Huh?
San Diego Chargers?
I'm sorry, the L.A. Chargers. Look at sorry, just leave me the hell alone. I lived in San Diego for, 15 years? I'm going to say who they are.
Gene, you're the person that's supposed to catch me doing that, so I'm surprised. I had to rub it in just a little
bit. I think when you get up in age, you allow certain things not to be corrected on. You knew who the hell I was talking about. So the L.A. Chargers, 6 Pro Bowlers. 6 Pro Bowlers and did not make the playoffs. And that's something to be, you know, looked at. And then how about this? How about last year was the first year that Keenan Allen, what's the running back's name? Good Lord. You know, okay. That'll come back to me. And Phillip Rivers all played all 16 games last year. Another thing. Okay. Can you give me that running back's name? I would not leave this story.
It's funny because, you literally tell me, all right, let's go to college real quick. Let me pull that up.
Well,
and then the first thing you open up, San Diego Chargers. 6.
Well, no, I was just, you know, just, and it's like just you get, Melvin you Gordon. Me. That's what. Melvin Gordon, Phillip Rivers, and Keenan Allen.
In the news about
has
him.
Never played. Last year was the first year they played all 16 games together. So, I mean, that's just something. So, that's the type of information I'm putting out there on Facebook. So
you just have the names at that time.
Yeah, I didn't even put the names out there.
Well, then again,
put that particular.
I think it's up to people like you though to make sure Facebook is fake news free though, because I don't have Facebook. Oh. But at the same
talk about stuff that matters or sports related and legit.
That's not everyone's MO on Facebook though, Gene.
Oh, no.
You know, everyone's MO on Facebook is, you know, kind of put anything out there. It's so funny that whenever I used to be on Facebook, had the gullibleness of somebody just clicking clickbait and just being like, whoa, this is true. Let me share this with everybody because this is definitely what's happening right now. Just 2012, was it 2012, 2011 when the world was supposed to end? You remember when that whole thing was going on?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the clickbait, you know, I see Facebook not changing.
I didn't pay attention.
And the thing about it, too, is that, all the commercials I see about Facebook, about how they're cleaning up the spam and no more fake news and all this other
stuff.
So
they say.
So they say, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like I made a really good decision whenever I finally left Facebook for good.
I think when they said that the world was going to end, I went out and bought the best damn Crown Royal ever made.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, because you're going to go out.
You got to go in style.
You can't just be drinking that regular stuff.
It feels me. If I was in that moment, I think I'll get the, you know, there's a Hennessy that they don't sell here in the States called Henny White.
Is that the one that costs $400 a shot?
Well,
probably.
Well, that's too. Maybe that's something else because, I mean, I'm not saying I got a plug or anything, but I do see people, you know, buying it for
there
the
There is Hennessy
but
it that's, has to be that's
shipped,
up there.
It has to be shipped from the Bahamas, though, to get
it's
over here.
Probably $400 a shot.
Probably. Maybe.
And you know what? Somebody will get shot trying to sell that
trying to
me.
Sell that white Henny.
But, yeah.
If someone $400. Has a white Henny, hit me up.
So, back to college football. I wanted to say before we went on a break about this LSU team, David, and I know how crazy you are about the Tigers. They have one hell of a football schedule this year. If you are a LSU Tiger fan, if you can just get past, I mean, come on, you're going to open up against Miami, then you're going to end up having to face Georgia and Florida, and, oh, you might have to play Alabama and Auburn, too. Good luck.
It's just a pretty tough schedule for them, too, because, of course, the Florida game is always something you look forward to. It's one of the, you know, teams that they always like playing on the East. But this year they get dealt with Georgia, especially after the run they had. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an interesting game. But the good thing is that some of these key games that they do have at home, though. So they'll be in Tiger Stadium for Alabama, Georgia.
Oh, yeah. They get in Baton Rouge. Yeah.
And Mississippi State technically is going to be a really good game for them, too. Because as of right now, Mississippi State is ranked higher in them in the coaching polls. So it's going to be a pretty interesting
game. You win Miami, and that could almost be a home game. I mean, they're right there.
It's a pretty big because every
it's an 8-hour drive for
since
the folks.
2011, this will be the third game played in Dallas, and there's literally a home field advantage.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be. I mean, it's just a hop skip, you know, from Louisiana. But how about the one team that's I knew we was going to go in some kind of order, but we all over the place. The most, you heard of Rodney Dangerfield.
Of course. Okay. No respect.
TCU Horned Frogs. Wouldn't they be the Rodney Dangerfield of college football?
I put them in the same category as Oklahoma State because I kind of feel that Gundy is always in that position, not just with, you know, his fans, but also his, you know, is, you know, the head of athletics over there. I don't know why I go brain fart.
Well, see, that's because you've been hanging around me.
I've been hanging around you
so much. We just talked about that early in the show, you know. Hey, but look here, Garrett Patterson, a great guy. I mean, TCU, I don't know what it is about TCU. They can go 7-0, and then all of a sudden the schedule kicks in, you know, or something just happens with them. Now, this is going to be another crazy year for them because they are known to, you know, shake up the playoff picture up until, you know, there's always hope for those fans in Fort Worth until something happens. But this year, interesting, they play Ohio State on September 15th, and that could be interesting. They win that game, who knows?
Especially,
who knows?
I'm not saying at any, you know, type that Ohio State is in a downfall right now just because of the situation they're going through.
Right.
But it's going to be a tough game for them because, of course, they're going to be a lot more physical than they see any other Big 12 team's going to be. And also, they're not really, if you think about it, Ohio State's not really too equipped to be facing an offense just like that because they definitely use the, you know, seven guys up front. They don't put, you know, just a whole bunch of, you know, defensive backs out there just like that. But they can kind of be an advantage because, like I said, Big 12 football is all about spreading the ball, throwing the ball around. And that's what both of those teams, when you talk about TCU and Oklahoma State, is really who can outgun the other person. It's not really if you can stop the other guy, but let's make sure we put up more points than the other team. And that's what it really comes down to, especially when you're talking about Big 12 football.
And let's talk about those Wolverines. I know your dad likes those Wolverines, and
I'm sorry, Pops, but I'm going to build you up just to break you down. So, Gene, you can start the Michigan stuff. I got a lot of good stuff to say.
Well, I mean, I'm just kind of worried about Michigan because, I mean, come on, Harbaugh, you know, you lose five games. You know, most coaches don't keep their jobs. This is a big-time school. This one poll I'm looking at got Michigan ranked number 12 in the early preseason, but, you know, they're going to have to do a lot to turn things around. Now, they can't get too caught up in this Ohio State, which could be Urban Meyer-less. You like that? I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, that could be the case. But, I mean, they still got to face Notre Dame. They got to go Michigan State and Ohio State. So, I mean, if he loses, you know, if he loses, what, another five games, I don't see how he can keep his job.
And you know what? I'm really confident with them in that